Miss Molly the Hippo loved dancing. She danced even before she was born. She moved in the womb, and she grooved to the tune that her mom sang to her every morn.
Miss Molly, be bright, you will never be blue. When things don't go right, you will know what to do. Miss Molly, be wise, to yourself you'll be true. You will win the first prize, and I'll always love you.
But when Molly got to the swim school, she found that her moves weren't quite right. She was better on land when she danced in the sand. But Miss Molly was always quite bright. The fish at the swim school were nasty. Miss Molly, she found them quite mean. They laughed at her dancing and mocked all her prancing.
You never will bring off your dream.
So Molly went home to her mud hut and wondered what things she could do. To beat all those fish was her one single wish, even though her resources were few. She borrowed two pots from her mama and lifted the lids from the top. She tied them with string to make fins and a wing, and practiced till Ma made her stop. She went to the yard for a bucket, and into it she dipped her head.
I'll breathe underwater.
How clever, my daughter, her proud, loving mama then said. She played hide and seek with the chickens to learn to be quick on her feet. Miss Molly learned grace and to quicken her pace. It was an incredible feat. And one day, Miss Molly was ready to take on the fish in the pool. She was strong, she was fit, as she put on her kit. And she won first prize at the school.
Miss Molly, please tell how you did it. You've learned how a hippo can swim. I'm happy and jolly. My name is Miss Molly. I found what I needed to win. I used what I had in my village. A bucket, some chicks, and a dish. I made up some things to make fins and some wings. And that helped me live out my wish.
Miss Molly, you're bright. We congratulate you. When things don't go right, you just know what to do. Miss Molly, you're wise. To yourself you've been true. You have won the first prize, and we'll always love you.
If you enjoyed this episode, ask your grown-up to find more stories, songs, lullabies, and tales of Africa here on Solid Gold Storytime. You've been listening to another Solid Gold podcast.